Joined now on the air by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, to talk about both of those and more. And welcome back. You've been away.
I've been off for a while. Had a little vacay.
Yep.
Nice to be back.
Yeah, but yeah. Kind of a disturbing day in the news as far as race relations is concerned. Pretty much every day these
every
days
day,
is
every day
a disturbing
as a,
day.
As an African-American in America today, James Baldwin talked about the 1,000 cuts, and it's the little things that I think African-Americans deal with on a daily basis. And then you have a day when there's big stuff, you mm-hmm. know, and so it's good that CBS, who by the way is owned by Disney, mm-hmm. who by the way owns Marvel, who, by the way, just made $1 billion off of Black Panther.
Right.
And is getting ready to make Panther 2 and 3. So the decision was an economic decision.
So we're talking about
Roseanne,
right.
About Roseanne, canceling it. It's one that I'm glad about. I mean, it shows there are consequences at a point. Maybe it's a $1 billion point. But the swiftness with which they did it, so, you know, we have to say, great, there was a consequence for what is truly, was truly an abhorrent comment,
mm-hmm.
right? No place.
Right.
So you have to ask two questions. One is, you know, what was CBS doing with the reboot of Roseanne anyway,
right.
when she is notoriously for years been known and is, you know, widely regarded as one of the major spokespersons for the openly racist president of the United States. So you might say, what were they doing? What was she doing in a reboot anyway?
Mm.
Right. So that might be a question.
And that's probably an economic decision, too,
and that was,
right?
Because,
I mean,
was probably
yeah,
an economic
it was a high-rated
decision.
Show. And, I mean, we were talking about this before, that this is kind of akin to ESPN hiring Rush Limbaugh as a commentator and then firing him as soon as he said something
yes,
controversial
said,
about race, which
yes.
was not a surprise
not
to
a
anyone.
Surprise,
yeah.
Not a surprise. And you know, the second question, so what were they doing with her in the first place? The second question has to then be, what have we come to as a society when comments that I suppose have been going on all along in the bar, at the around the backyard beer table or whatever,
mm-hmm.
But have made our environment such that you can, it people feel okay to say it out loud, and I think it falls squarely with the leadership of our country right now,
mm-hmm.
and this, you know, conspiracy driven falsehood based race based dog whistles. Some people say, I don't think it's really dog whistles,
mm-hmm.
pretty blatant environment that says, let it rip.
Yeah.
It's so disheartening.
Yeah. Do you feel, and I mean, if like with the sort of perspective of history, I remember during the Obama administration, you had conservatives saying race relations have never been worse in this country
uh-huh.
than they are
no.
right now, which is a ridiculous thing to yeah. say because yeah. of the history of this country.
Yeah.
But like, we're seeing this now with these comments. Is it worse now than it was before? Because
yeah.
on the it is worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worse.
Yeah.
I think it's well. Let me put that in context.
Yeah, yeah.
So slavery was worse.
Right.
Okay. Jim Crow era was worse. There has been progress made, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for many of us, I'm a baby boomer generation.
Mm-hmm.
There was at some point a real expectation that things were moving forward,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm not necessarily a fan of political correctness, but there was a acceptable level of decency, I'll say, in terms of what was okay to say on Twitter, out mm-hmm. loud, wherever, right? The frequent, you know, in the last three weeks, three African-American people have been lynched in this country, found hanging from trees. I just feel like the atmosphere that we have now says anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can act out on the worst thoughts that I have. I can say it. I can exhibit it. I can hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
I can be fearful and call the police. And so when I look at 5 years ago versus today, it's worse.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So talking about the reaction of ABC to Roseanne, and talking about the reaction of Starbucks to the incident in Philadelphia, where in that case a Starbucks employee called the cops mm-hmm. on two African Americans that were literally just sitting there not doing anything.
Yeah,
two real estate agents
sitting there waiting on a client
mm-hmm.
to do a business
who
deal.
Who was in fact showing up. Mm-hmm.
And you know what makes an employee look at two African-American men and be afraid,
mm-hmm.
consider it a threatening situation that they need to do something about. A grad student asleep on a couch
mm-hmm.
in a dorm that she belonged in a school she was registered in.
That was at Yale, right?
That was at yeah. Yale.
Had the police called on her by someone who had called the police on another African-American in the past, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it about our society that says this is a threat to me and I need to take some act? I need to take an action that will bring people with guns to take further
mm-hmm.
action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking with Honor Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP. So I think among the many lessons here has to be that it's on each of us as individuals and the organizations that we're with and that we represent to take action within those groups mm-hmm. as well to make a difference, because we can't rely on national leadership
no,
to do it.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, we look at national leadership that has been rewarded. If you look at, you know, the launching of a political campaign based on the conspiracy of birtherism,
mm-hmm.
and then that then calls Mexicans rapists, that calls Nazis good people, and be rewarded for that. We have to set the tone, and we have to decide what kind of society do we want to have. You know, what is okay, and
mm-hmm.
what, and we have to be willing to stand up and say this is not okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which people are doing. I mean, there was the one, an incident where someone feels empowered to speak their minds.
Yeah.
The lawyer up in New York City who starts yelling at two people for speaking Spanish, and basically the entire city of New York bands
yes.
together to shut him down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that at least
yeah.
is a heartening thing, but it starts with someone who feels like it's totally okay to
yes.
start yelling at two people on the street
yes.
for speaking a language you don't understand.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was in Europe recently
mm-hmm.
and, you know, trying very much to you know, see and do and experience the culture of places I had not been. And it was embarrassing when a cab driver would say, "Oh, you with Trump?" You know? Or what about that Trump guy? Mm-hmm. You know, or what's going on in America? It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is all in the context too of, I mean, we're talking about Memorial Day, just having happened, and last week it was the decision by the NFL on essentially banning players from protesting the flag.
Yeah.
It's the one form of speech that does get shut down.
The one form of speech that gets shut down. You know, we are more concerned about our Second Amendment rights than our First Amendment rights.
Mm.
If you think about the harm, you know, where does the harm occur with school shootings and, you know, the inability of us to control weapons of destruction that are literally killing our children. And we are more upset and perhaps, as was stated, maybe they don't belong in the country, people who decide to peacefully exercise their First Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong. You know, it just feels wrong.
Speaking with Honor Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com is the website if you want more information about the NAACP, upcoming events, upcoming meetings. What is upcoming for people who want to get
Saturday,
involved?
This Saturday, mm-hmm. first Saturday of the month, we meet at Rogers Road Community Center, 1 p.m. We have a special guest coming this week from the state executive committee, Bishop Rawls, who leads the LGBTQ initiative within the NAACP across the state. We don't have an active committee addressing those issues, and we want to initiate one. And so she's going to come. She's from Charlotte and leads an organization there, and she's going to come and just talk to us about what the state's doing in this area, because, you know, we are hoping to uplift the rights of everyone mm-hmm. in our society. So this is an area that we've supported, but we don't have an active program coming. So we have a special guest speaker coming this Saturday, and we'll have our usual business. One, mm-hmm. we're done and out of there by 3:00 at the latest. And so if you're interested in getting involved, come. We're also conducting a membership drive between now and the end of August. And so we have a goal to add at least 100 new members to our rolls here over the summer. So come join with us, get involved. It takes everybody, I think, who's, you know, got an interest. We got education, housing, labor, criminal justice. You pick a topic, we got a committee, and we're doing something. So come on out and work with us.
So that's this Saturday. And then Poor People's Movement continues on Monday, right?
Yeah, it's on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think, yeah.
5th at 2:00, in fact. That's on Tuesday, because I've been trying to figure out how I could be there and be, and that's at the legislature.
Right, in Raleigh, yeah.
In Raleigh on Tuesday next week at 2:00.
Sounds good. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.